Reading for October 30th, entitled Satan's Latter-day Sophistries. Stay yourselves and wonder, cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. Isaiah chapter 29, verse 9. It is presented to me that in our experience we have been and are meeting this very condition of things. Men who have had great light and wonderful privileges have taken the word of leaders who think themselves wise, who have been greatly favored and blessed by the Lord, but who have taken themselves out of the hands of God and placed themselves in the ranks of the enemy. The world is to be flooded with specious fallacies. One human mind accepting these fallacies will work upon other human minds who have been turning the precious evidence of God's truth into a lie. These men will be deceived by fallen angels when they should have stood as faithful guardians, watching for souls as they that must give an account. They have laid down the weapons of their warfare and have given heed to seducing spirits. They make of no effect the counsel of God and set aside His warnings and reproofs and are positively on Satan's side. Spiritual drunkenness is now upon men who ought not to be staggering as men under the influence of strong drink. Crimes and irregularities, fraud, deceit, and unfair dealing fill the world in accordance with the teaching of the leader who rebelled in the heavenly courts. History is to be repeated. I could specify what will be in the near future, but the time is not yet. The forms of the dead will appear through the cunning device of Satan, and many will link up with the one who loveth and maketh a lie. I warn our people that, right among us, some will turn away from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and by them the truth will be evil spoken of. A marvelous work shall take place. Ministers, lawyers, doctors, who have permitted these falsehoods to overmaster their spirit of discernment, will be themselves deceivers, united with the deceived. A spiritual drunkenness will take possession of them. To the unfaithful stewards the Lord says, "Take your pleasure, and walk in blindness as drunken men. For, after having many opportunities and refusing to improve them, you will act at last as the drunkard acts, throwing away your hope of eternal life." Seeking deep to hide their counsel from the Lord and making lies their refuge, they will misinterpret the warnings and messages God has sent, placing on these warnings their false statements to make God's word of no effect. Taken from Letter 311, dated October 30th, 1905, to Brethren Daniels and Prescott and their associates.